for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry. These are children from Riverside Rising Voices. They sang Sunday afternoon at Riverside Church, where Dr. Martin Luther King was honored. Riverside Church is where Dr. King was known to preach and where he delivered his speech on America and the Vietnam War on April 4, 1967.
The Western nations that initiated so much of the revolutionary spirit of the modern world have now become the arch anti-revolutionaries. Our only hope today lies in our ability to recapture the revolutionary spirit and go out into a sometimes hostile world, declaring eternal hostility to poverty, racism, and militarism.
The speech was considered one of King's most controversial and courageous speeches. It was his first anti-war speech. In it, he said, "Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable." On Sunday, the eldest son of Dr. King's and Coretta Scott King stood at the pulpit where Dr. King stood several times. He said, "Today, Monday, is the 29th King federal holiday in the United States of America." There was applause in the great church. And then Martin Luther King III said, "It is time for observance, but not for celebration." He said his mom and dad dedicated their lives to eradication of poverty, racism, militarism, and violence.
How do we celebrate in a nation with trillions of dollars for an operating budget, just government, not talking about corporate budgets, and we have the audacity to have 60 million people living in poverty? Something is wrong with that. We celebrate in a great country. This is a great country, but yet we still pay women less than we pay men. There's not equality. How do we celebrate, I would ask? How do we celebrate when over 2.5 million people are in jail? And when you think about that, the vast majority percentage-wise of those are people of color.
Dr. King's eldest son said blacks are 13% of the population, but 60 to 80% of the jail population in many communities across this nation.
Richard Pryor used to say, when you go down to the courthouse looking for justice, all you'll find is just us. That's tragic, but it's still true today. That we have to address, and I must say, there's a twofold responsibility. There's a responsibility for us as a community. Biblically, it says if you train up a child in the way that they should go when that child is old, they will not depart from that training. So that's our responsibility. Some have abandoned their responsibility of raising our children. But also on the government side, we don't have enough indigent care defense attorneys. And so some are not able to get justice and defense because they cannot afford it.
And what about militarism and violence, which Dr. King spoke so often about?
What is happening in our world? You know, you cannot stomp out terrorism by terrorizing others.
Dr. Amy Butler is senior minister at the Riverside Church.
Our only hope today lies in our ability to recapture the revolutionary spirit and to go out into a sometimes hostile world, declaring eternal hostility to poverty, racism, militarism.
You know what's happening here on Earth, in Ferguson, Cleveland, Ohio, Staten Island, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Paris, and Belgium.
The Reverend Dr. James Forbes delivered the pastoral prayer at the Riverside Church on Sunday.
May the words of Dr. King become flesh in our hearts, our homes, community, nation, and world.
Dr. King and so many of those unsung heroes of the civil rights era, they gave us a blueprint. They gave us something that we could work with when we fight against injustice and intolerance. As a police officer, I take a lot of that with me.
NYPD Inspector Stephen Griffith heads the 26th Police Precinct in Harlem.
As a police officer, Dr. King has shown me that my greatest asset is not what I carry on my hip, but what I carry in my heart. Compassion, mutual trust, and empathy. Being able to understand, those are the weapons that tear down walls of distrust and misunderstanding. Those are the weapons that change communities and that change a nation. So those are the things that I try to do when I go out there.
Griffith said the words of Dr. King prompted his mom to come to the U.S. from Guyana and get involved in the civil rights movement. What would he say to Dr. King if he could?
I would say to Dr. King, thank you so much for realizing a mother's dream that all these years later, her son could stand here on his pulpit where Dr. King stood in 1967, and he could be judged not for the color of his skin, but for the context of his character. Thank you, Dr. King. Thank you, Riverside Church. Thank you so much.
Meanwhile, as King's legacy is being remembered, leading Black members of Congress are vowing to lead a legislative fight for criminal justice reform. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.